The security of our nation is the most solemn responsibility of any government and the first priority of every Prime Minister. Today, I want to take the opportunity to share my vision for an Australia that is stronger, safer, and more resilient, more prepared to meet the challenges and threats of a less certain world. Almost 80 years ago, on the 14th of March 1942, Prime Minister John Curtin gave a speech for broadcast on American radio. He began with this: "On the great waters of the Pacific Ocean War now breathes its bloody steam. From the skies of the Pacific pours down a deathly hail. In the countless islands of the Pacific, the tide of war flows madly. For you in America, for us in Australia, it is flowing badly." Now, Curtin was not one for doomsaying or hyperbole. Truly, they were the most fearful days that our nation has known. 8 decades later, Labor still looks to Curtin, not just to salute his strength of character or his sacrifice, but because Curtin's famous 1941 declaration that Australia looked to America was deeper than a statement of wartime necessity. It was an assertion of Australia's right and indeed Australia's responsibility to act in our own interests, to make our own alliances, to decide our place in our region for ourselves. And through 80 years of change, that principle of sovereignty has remained at the core of Labor's approach to our foreign policy and our defence policy.